Hello, Dallas Stars hockey fans. Good afternoon. This will probably be my last podcast till after the All-Star game and the All-Star break happens. I've been really contemplating if I want to go here or not, and I think it's finally time to address a subject that my roommate and I have been talking about, my friends have been talking about, and I don't like bad-mouthing referees, but it's a firm belief and understanding that I believe the NHL has no respect for the Dallas Stars when it comes to refereeing a game. We have an example that my roommate and I, we were at the Wednesday night Hurricanes game, and there was definitely a boarding call by Eric Staal. He hit Tyler Seguin in the wall, and if it were any other team in the league, they would have got that call. A fight broke out. You know, we needed to protect our guy. That's the way it should be. And then, of course, the other call that another guy sitting next to me said it should have been three players that went off completely, because another player came from behind, I don't remember who it was for the Hurricanes, and grabbed our guy by the neck and tried to throw him down. And it's just so many calls this year that have been missed for us. Jason Robertson is a elite athlete, and he's becoming a superstar in this league. And if Connor McDavid or Nathan MacKinnon or any of those Matthews, whoever, all the superstar names you want to throw out there, if half the things that have happened to Jason Robertson this year, the hookings, the cross checks, all that kind of stuff, would have happened to any of those other players I just named, the penalties would have been called. And these are games at home where we get called for stuff that's pretty ticky-tacky. Don't get me wrong. A hook's a hook. Things happen. But a lot of times, if you're going for a puck and a guy gets a stick between a leg and a guy goes down because you can see that the player is actually trying to play the puck but accidentally plays the man, a lot of refs will let that kind of stuff go. But when the Stars do it, they just don't let it go. Anyway, the point is, I wish the NHL would hear what I have to say, but you know what? They won't, because I'm just some dude with a podcast. But it's time to start revisiting some of the calls, when the no calls. I mean, Dallas is winning the division right now. We have the most points, we're doing pretty good, but a lot of these games that have gone into overtime were based on some ticky-tack calls that if you just let people play the game, you know, a goal wouldn't have happened. And I know that we also have to be mentally tough, and I know that we also have to think before we act, but sometimes things happen in the heat of the game. So I'm hoping in time that we start getting respected. And I, like I said, I'm not trying to be the fan that thinks every call should go our way. That's not what I'm saying. But there has been a insurmountable amount of evidence throughout this season where this has happened. And for me as a fan, not to come out and talk about it and bring it to the attention of others would be sinister, would be wrong of me not to. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Like I said, this is probably my last podcast before the second half of the season starts. And it's important to bring it up that it's time for the refs to get their act together. And I'm hoping that it'll get better as the season goes on.